Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Emma, and today we're going to talk about a really interesting development from MAPAL in the area of machining for crankshafts and valve seats.
Oh right, I remember hearing about them before, but what exactly are they doing now?
Well, even though the production of vehicles with combustion engines is in decline, it's still very high, around 75 million cars built per year.
That's still a lot of cars, so it makes sense that the industry is looking for ways to optimize series production.
Exactly, and MAPAL is lending its support with new tool solutions for modern combustion and hybrid engines.
What kind of solutions are we talking about here?
They have two examples from crankshaft manufacturing and valve seat machining.
I see, and how do they achieve the desired results?
With the combination of processing steps and innovative tool technologies.
That sounds promising. Can you give me a bit more detail?
Sure, for the crankshaft, they have a one-shot solution for drilling and deburring.
Ah, right, because the desire to save weight with less moving mass doesn't stop at the classic components.
Exactly, to remove material, a central relief bore runs through the entire component.
And because of the shape of the crankshaft, the tool repeatedly enters and exits the material during machining.
Right, and how many times this happens depends on the number of cylinders in the engine.
That would determine the length of the drill as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, to process the entire crankshaft in one go, tools with lengths between 600 and 800 millimeters are required.
And MAPAL achieves this with a modular system.
The drill body is a special replaceable head holder with TTS connection that guarantees an extremely stable joint.
I see, and the TTS connection provides optimal torque transmission.
Yes, and high changeover and radial runout accuracies.
That's important for precision, no doubt about that.
For the desired tool length, the tool holder is screwed onto an extension.
And the TTD replaceable drill head at the tip is available in various geometric designs depending on machine performance.
That's right, and one challenge in machining is the burrs that occur in the metal when the drill goes in and out.
Right, these burrs were previously removed in a separate machining step.
MAPAL now offers a one-shot solution for simultaneous drilling and deburring.
That sounds like a big improvement.
It's made possible by a modular combination tool, in which an additional chamfer insert is integrated into the chamfer behind the drill head.
Ah, the SNAP 18 module is a miniaturized deburring system that has been individually designed by HUELE Precision Tools for the application.
Yes, and for reliable forward and reverse deburring, a small spring controls the insert.
That ensures the pre-drilled diameter is chamfered to the nearest tenth and is not damaged during deburring.
This tool solution saves the user a step and a space for a tool in the magazine.
And the cycle time is reduced.
Now let's move on to the valve seat machining.
Right, what's new there?
MAPAL has developed an innovative HNHX indexable insert to reduce costs in the fine machining of valve seats.
Like the predecessor model, the HNHX is also hexagonal, but 12 cutting edges can be inserted instead of 6.
The negative installation position enables this new indexable insert to be turned.
A modified clamping star ensures maximum force closure and precise positioning in the insert seat.
For the finishing of the valve seat ring, ultra-precise machining is required with regard to the specified tolerances and surface quality.
With the HNHX, surface values of less than Ra 2.0 are achieved.
MAPAL recommends a combination tool for machining the valve seat and valve guide.
In one machining step, the tool first machines the valve guide and then the valve seat with the HNHX indexable insert.
Further increase in efficiency is possible for larger valve seat rings.
Depending on the valve seat design, the HNHX indexable inserts can also be used much more than 12 times.
Where possible from a construction perspective, such as for larger valve seat rings in lorries, these inserts can be used twice.
Meaning 24 cutting edges can be used.
This is done by removing the cutting edge at the end of its tool life and reusing it in a different angular position.
The cutting edges used are easy for the user to identify thanks to a corresponding coating.
This enables simple repositioning in another insert seat and further processing, using an yet unused area of the cutting edge.
Doubling the number of cutting edges has a direct impact on the user's production costs.
The costs per part halve as a result.
And the tool life is also increased using PCBN high-performance cutting materials developed within the MAPAL group.
These materials are used to develop the cutting tools and ensure their longevity.
Cutting tools are an essential part of the manufacturing process, and having tools that last longer can save a lot of money.
That's right, and despite the clear shift towards electric vehicles, combustion engines are still a significant part of the automotive industry.
And MAPAL is playing a crucial role in ensuring that the manufacturing process for these engines is as efficient and cost-effective as possible.
That's one of the reasons why MAPAL is a key player in the manufacturing industry.
Their innovative solutions are helping manufacturers to reduce costs, improve efficiency, and increase productivity.
And that's exactly what the industry needs in these times of rapid technological change.
I think that's a great summary of what we've been discussing.
Yes, and I think it's safe to say that MAPAL is well positioned to continue playing a leading role in the manufacturing industry.
That's for sure.
Well, that's all for today's episode.
Thanks for listening.
And don't forget to subscribe for more updates on the latest developments in the manufacturing industry.
Until next time.